Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Finally, we have a technology story for you that tugs at the heartstrings of gadgetry itself. There are two ways to look at the new iPhone 7. Is it a technological upgrade of advice we've become unable to live without? Or is it like a relationship where one person keeps moving without forwarding an address or the new phone number? Eventually, you get the message that maybe you've been ditched on some level, right? Thinner body, the longer battery life, sharper camera notwithstanding. It doesn't matter how much love you have. There's no place for your old 3.5-millimeter headphone jack to go in this new iPhone. It's wireless Bluetooth headphones or nothing. So what are you going to do? Do you move on? Find another brand or embrace the new iPhone? I'm joined by Mike Isaac, a tech reporter of the New York Times, who's in San Francisco for the announcement. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, thanks for having me.
How much of a risk do you think Apple is taking here, or is this standard operating procedure for them?
I mean, my first instinct was to, I guess, be that of a scorned lover ready to move on. So I don't know exactly how many folks are ready to do that. But, you know, I'm just used to using my regular old headphones and the headphone jack on this phone that I've been sort of having attached to my hip for the past, you know, 7-8 years. So I think there will be a lot of folks like me that are just ready to sort of, you know, look at other alternatives, whether that's an Android phone or something else. But the other way to look at this is, you know, Apple knows how to sort of lead the way on shaping how we use technology and how we sort of interact with our devices. So you shouldn't count out Apple for being able to convince people that there are better ways to hook up to your phone, whether that's a Bluetooth headphones or through this adapter that we have to use. But I think that there will be at least some folks that are going to be mad in the first place, and I'm one of them.
In business terms, Beats has made a big investment in Bluetooth headphone technology, and there are lots of different models for Beats headphones that don't require any kind of a wire. And of course, Apple owns Beats. Is this an attempt to shift everyone onto the Bluetooth platform?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, for Apple, you know, if it helps one of their other business lines, including Beats, that's only probably upside for them, only gravy, so to speak. But I don't think it's necessarily a ploy to get everyone to use Beats necessarily. For Apple, it's a lot about how we interact with our devices. And I think they're trying to get us to a point where we're not trained to be attached to our phone with a wire. And if you look at things in our ears, like earbuds that don't have any wires, maybe at some point in the future, we're going to be used to wearables that are in our ear and it can do other things. So think of a future where Siri is talking to you in your ear, or you can command different things to your phone using that earbud. I think it's a lot about that and retraining us to think what headphones and earbuds are supposed to do.
Since you brought up wearables, does this make the Apple Watch platform more integrated with the phone and audio technology?
Yeah, look, I mean, if you have something sort of dedicated to your ear, implanted in your ear, if you want to think of it that way, it's much easier than, you know, looking over or reaching over to your wrist and speaking into your wrist. It's sort of like a think of it as like a seamless assistant in your ear that's sort of there all the time. Now, that's a big leap for us because we're not used to speaking out loud and having someone obey our command. But I think it's this sort of future, in Apple's mind at least, where we can sort of start speaking to this omnipresent thing next to us, you know, in our ear in this case, and be able to command it.
Is there a point at which the smartphone is the smartphone and there's not anything more to do with it, and that this becomes a kind of cannibalization of features and brands and consumer market share? Until you get the brain implant, you know what I'm saying, Mike?
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's hard, you know, in this announcement, it's very difficult to sort of do the next bigger, better, greater thing. And you know, at some point there's diminishing returns in the amount of things that Apple can sort of shove into a phone, right? So I think, you know, you're going to see these little iterative steps that we're seeing every year or other year. You know, next year is the 10th anniversary of the iPhone. So everyone sort of expects a more whiz-bang announcement, whether that's honestly, I have no idea what they're going to try to do. But I think this year is the sort of leap year where we're not going to see as crazy tech. And then next year, they'll probably pull out more of the stops for the big anniversary.
Mike Isaac is a tech reporter with The New York Times. Thanks so much, Mike.
Hey, thanks for having me.